close the door?
Oh, yeah, please. Actually, thank you.
Oh, sure.
Thanks for making it.
Let's get started here. I now call the Winchester Town Advisory Board on July 14th, 2026 to order. We will start with the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Let's see, now we'll do the introductions. My name is Chris Cooper, and to my left,
April Mensch.
And to my right,
Brad Evans.
And then our county liaison,
Javier Rivera.
And from, our secretary, Allison. And then from planning,
Jolene Eisfeld.
Okay. Next order of business is public comments. This is a period devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You will be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearing items at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board about items within its jurisdiction, but not appearing on this agenda, you must wait until the comments by the general public period, which will be at the end of this agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium, which will be off to the side here. If applicable, clearly state your name and address, and please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of a presentation, this will be done by the chairperson or the board by majority vote. Are there any public comments at this time? Seeing none, I'll move on. Now we move to the approval of the minutes from the last meeting, which was on May 26, 2026. Can I get a motion to approve?
Motion to approve.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Motion carries. Let's see. Now we move to the approval of the agenda for today. For today's agenda, we originally had 3 items. But we are going to scratch the second item, which is for the WS-26-0283-Odyssey Sahara LLC. This was approved already. So we're going to take this off tonight's agenda. So we have 2 items left. Can I get a motion to approve today's agenda?
I move that we approve today's agenda.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Motion carries. Let's see, where am I on this? Do we have any informational items?
No
informational items? Now we move to the planning and zoning portion of our agenda. Let's see, do we have an applicant present for a presentation? Okay, we do. And which one are you here for, sir? Is it the first item? Okay. Which is ET-26-400061, Saya Family Trust and Saya Gabriel G, Jr. and Celia C, TRS.
Greg Esposito, 1442 White Drive, representing the applicant. I have paper copies. The other town boards have an overhead projector where you can present those paper copies, so I apologize for not bringing more. Maybe tell Mr. Segerblum to get on that. this is another extension of time. So it's the Planet 13 dispensary, event space, entertainment space, the very large converted warehouse on that very interesting intersection. One of those intersections you wish you were back here in the 60s when they were laying the town out wondering how that happened. It's right there behind the Fashion Show Mall where you go over the train tracks. Planet 13 has been very successful. When they first opened, they knew they needed extra parking, and so they entered into a lease agreement for the piece of property that is just to the north, and you'll see it is underneath, is half underneath the overpass, the Desert Inn overpass. And they just haven't been able to finish the plans and the design for the parking lot yet. It is going to take a special set of plans, given that it is underneath a DOT-controlled overpass.
Mm.
It's not just county purview. You have to submit it to the state, then the county has to approve it first, and it goes to the state, so on and so forth. They have continued to make forward progress the entire time on developing plans, on developing exactly how it's going to go there. And so we just need another extension of time. We're asking the county for that. Staff has recommended approval, recognizing that we are still trying to move forward in a productive way, and we are hoping that you agree with staff's recommendation. And I'm open for any other questions you may have.
Okay. Now I move to public comment portion. Is there anybody here from the public with any questions? Seeing none, does anybody from the board have any questions?
I just want to clarify. You're just asking for a third extension of time?
Yes.
Okay. And then I recall this when it came up the last time. So.
Yeah. And I'm just curious, how much time do you think you need? Just out of curiosity.
This is a 2-year extension of time.
Oh, okay.
And in the staff report, it pretty clearly states that county may not be inclined to give another 2 years. So we are hoping to get it done within the next 2 years.
Okay.
That is the hope.
Sure, sure.
I never give any guarantees in this world.
Sure, sure. Any other questions? No. Anybody want to make a motion?
Motion to approve.
Motion to approve. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Thank you.
Thank you very much. I appreciate your time.
Oh, sure.
Thank you.
There you go.
I'm going to take these to paradise now.
Moving on with the agenda here, item number three. Number two was approved. Item number three is WS-26-0328-3984 BHLV LLC. Is there anybody here representing? Seeing none, I guess we'll hold that for next time. Okay. Votes.
No one's here for that, huh?
Those are the three items on the agenda.
Shocking.
Yeah. Moving on here. Let's see. Where am I on this? The next item on the agenda is, are there any public comments? Anybody from the public care to make a comment? Seeing none? Okay. Time for public comment is now closed. Let's see. No one from the board has any questions.
General business?
Let's see. Ah, yes, here we go. Thank you. Do we have any general business? No general business? Okay. Let's see. No comments. I guess I'll jump down to the bottom here. The next meeting is scheduled for July 28th, 2026. Without any further comment, meeting adjourned.
It has to be the quickest meeting we've ever had.
Oh, that was a quick
Fantastic.
One. Thank you very much.
And I'm sorry for making everyone wait.
The quickest meeting was 6 minutes.
How long was this one?
This one was 9.
No.
Great.
And I'm sorry I made us wait, but.
Oh, that's okay.
That's okay.
I'm glad you showed. At least we had our meeting.
It's, I come from Sahara and Jones, and I can't leave work till 5:30.
Mm. Oh, so you're cutting it close.
Yeah. And the alarm didn't want to activate right today, so I couldn't leave the school unlocked.
Mm. Mm.
Did you come hoping to hear one of the items?
No, actually, I have a meeting on August 11th, so I just wanted to come see the process.
Okay.
Well, this probably wasn't the best example, but.
I mean, I hope mine is just as easy.
It can be. Right. A good thing is, bring enough pictures so we can see what you're talking about.
Right.
That
helps.
What do I need to bring for handouts?
I know. What we do, but.
I guess I could just bring a paper copy.
It'll be very easy.
Oh, sure. But I also think the time of getting the stuff on the projector, connecting different computers.
It's just so much easier to,
right.
Here's my part. working plan.
And we're literally right here.
Yeah. Yeah, and actually, it's easier. I mean, it's hard to look.
Exactly. It would be worse for you guys. You'd have to be on this side, and I should be here. So.
Right.
We'll see you on August 11th.
Thank you. Yeah, we'll be here.
Just a little note.
Yes.
It looks like the third item on agenda is going to PC of 721. Your next town board is 728. So it might just,
Just roll over. Yeah.
Oh,
he had mentioned he wasn't sure. Yeah.
What I was just saying is I originally received this from our agenda processing is only one item.
Mm-hmm.
When I went to the website, it had three items.
Sure.
Okay.
So somewhere along the line, it got a little weird, but we could sort it out.
Oh, so the no-show is going to go straight to planning.